Now, have a listen to this. We're going to take you back around 10 years or so to the time when people used to queue up outside video game stores for the new release of games or consoles themselves. Have a listen.
How long have you two been waiting for this for?
Monday night.
Monday night. I came on Tuesday.
So, first night was pretty cold, second night was wet, third night was really cold, and yeah, it's been okay today.
Come on guys, is it really worth it for a console?
I would say yes, for the new generation, yeah. I mean, the last console came out 8 years ago. You know, for every 8 years, I don't mind doing this.
Safety is never guaranteed. But I know someone else is working to make the world a dangerous place. And that someone is still out there.
Yeah, there you go. Dramatic stuff. That is some of the cinematic, thematic trailer to Call of Duty 3. Before that, you heard some of the promotional material for Super Mario Odyssey, two of the most hugely popular games and game series over the last 20 or 30 years or so. And at the start, you heard from people back in 2012 queuing for the launch of the PlayStation 4 outside a store in London. Those days are gone with the news that's come true that Ireland's last video game bricks and mortar retailer anyway, GameStop, aside from the larger toy outlets, GameStop, dedicated to gaming specifically, are going to close all of their outlets across the country, including the two here in Kerry, in Tralee and in Killarney. With me on the line to talk about the changing face of the world in gaming, with Ben Finnegan, who's head of esports and gaming with Epic Global Agency. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Does it bring back memories for you, as young as you are, queuing outside a store for the new release?
It does indeed, yeah. I spent many a cold night outside GameStop on Henry Street queuing for the latest Call of Duty games. I even brought my younger brother in to get the PSP, the portable PlayStation, and he was hugely excited to camp outside for the night.
Yeah, and those days are gone. They're gone forever now, are they?
They're gone forever, yeah. I think it was sort of on the cards now, although it's a surprise to come out and say that they're closing all 35 stores, you know, with fairly immediate effect. It has been on the cards, unfortunately, for the last number of years.
Is this been the same story of changing technology? We had record stores, although some of those are being reopened now as the nostalgia kicks in and people want vinyl again. But you'd record stores, you had Extravisions and Blockbusters with videos, the technology overtook it, and now we have the video game store. What is happening? What's replacing the small cartridges or the large cartridges and the consoles that we had in terms of our gaming experiences, which means that you won't have to walk into a shop and buy a physical box anymore?
Yeah, there's probably two things that are driving that there. There's digital downloads are now where gamers are getting their latest games. And number one, it's convenient. So, you know, I can turn on the PlayStation while I'm at work, have a game downloaded, and by the time I get home, it'll be ready to go. I don't have to trip into the high street anymore. So that's, you know, from a consumer perspective, it's really convenient. With the increase in broadband speeds, it's now possible to download a game, you know, relatively fast, depending on where you live. It could be, you know, between 10 and 10 minutes and 1 hour. So that's just convenience, and convenience is going to drive consumer behavior. And the other thing is profits. So if you can imagine you're a video game developer, a large chunk of where you're going to have to spend your money is printing those games themselves, distribution, all of that kind of stuff. Whereas now a lot of the developers are creating their own marketplaces where you go direct to them, download the game, and as you can imagine, there's a lot more profit to be had doing that.
So are we going to see, let's say you've got your Smith's Toy Stores, Superstores and all, there's video game sections there. Are we going to see those disappearing as well, as more and more of the game creators will have their own websites and you'll digitally download, you'll get a code or you'll digitally download it and that's where you'll get your gaming from now. You never have to leave the house.
Yeah, quite literally. You'll never have to leave the house. Look, there's always going to be a marketplace for the physical copies of games, but you know it'll become more specialised, just the way records did over the last few decades. Ultimately, if there is a market, they'll still create them. But you know, you can go into a Smith's or even a GameStop now and buy a collector's edition of any of the latest releases, which could set you back, £200. It has all kinds of added benefits. But most recently, they don't include copies of the game. You get a code for the game. So even though you go into GameStop, you buy the physical collector's edition, comes with all the bits and pieces, you get home, you still have to use the code to digitally download the game.
And that's amazing.
Just been happening. Yeah, I know. It's just been happening over the last, sort of 5-6 years. Quite stealthily, because I know I was a big purchaser of physical collector's editions because I like to have all the bits and pieces. And then I actually did get caught unawares one time where it arrived without a copy of the game, just a little code on a piece of paper. I was querying that, and lo and behold, it did say quite clearly, but I hadn't noticed. So look, it's just a trend that's been happening, and unfortunately it's meant the closure of 35 high street stores.
Yeah, unbelievable. And look, that's the direction of travel is going in. From there, Ben, like, if you look, are you losing something? Are you losing part of that community that was there of people who queued up outside their stores? Or is that where esports, professionally or amateur-wise, comes into it in terms of competing at gaming events in person?
Yeah, well, I think the communities are always going to adapt and react. And, a lot of gamers are used to not necessarily having to go and queue anymore with the advent of faster broadband, things like that. I know in America, GameStop is going to thrive. They're looking at how to use their retail footprint to create more of a community gaming atmosphere, giving consumers more reasons to come into their stores. I think with the locations that we have for GameStops around Ireland, I think that would have been a very nice idea, but it wasn't implemented. But, if you look at the roadmap for GameStop in the US, they certainly have some very exciting plans to keep their physical retail spaces.
Yeah. Look, the memories would be there. What was your favourite game as a youngster?
Ah, jeepers, so many. Final Fantasies were always the games that I loved to get the copy. I still have Final Fantasy VII from the early 90s. I'm a bit of a geek that way.
I was more the coin-op generation. My dad ran a business in it, a Street Fighter and Bubble and those sort of games, which never... Well, someone had made the transition over, I suppose, and I was an early days Call of Duty man, but not anymore.
I'm sure you'll get back into it.
I probably will. Listen, Ben, we'll have to have you another time to talk about esports and how that is working in terms of people competing. But look, thanks a million for telling us and telling us where things are headed in this market.
No worries.